hey, hi, how are ya? It's 1 minute before six, Andy and Mel, and the storm of the century, of the week, of the day. Well, it's not so bad for us in Sioux Falls.
Not bad for us at all.
Not really.
Especially in Lenox. I think there was like a bubble over the town or something.
There were spots where it was like there was just no snow. Hardly any snow fell. Other places got a half a foot. Other places got a foot and a half.
We had rain. We had some snow. Little slushy kind of stuff. And that was about it.
That rain before the snow.
Not cool, man.
No, there are some spots that are slippery.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very slippery. The on and off ramps on the racetrack this morning, for the love of Pete, people. Go slow.
Slow down.
Go slow. I know, there's not a lot of snow in Sioux Falls. But there's a lot of ice under what little snow we got.
I think the side streets are probably the worst.
Oh, yeah, without a question. Yeah. It was seriously like driving off road. Down my street and the other side street I go down.
Wow.
It was like driving on rocks.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Under
crunchy,
the little bit of snow. Yeah. Because it was getting driven through and it was slushy. So then the slush had kind of given it a little bit of a form and then it froze solid. And now it's chunks of ice everywhere. And it's kind of it was just a mess yesterday. The slush and, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it would snow and then it would turn back to rain and then it would snow and back to rain. And it was just a sloppy mess yesterday. And then it finally turned to straight snow and yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, the weathermen are probably going to go on vacation tomorrow. They're going to need it after these two and a half, 3 days.
Well, they've had to work some extra hours.
Yeah. Well, that's not why.
Oh.
Just the sheer excitement has worn them out.
That's true.
It's kind of like when you get back from vacation.
Yeah.
You know.
Need a vacation from your vacation?
Yeah. You know what? If they could have storms every day, I bet weathermen would work for minimum wage.
It's pretty thrilling for them.
I think I tweeted yesterday, I bet the weathermen don't need Viagra tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I wish I would have saw that tweet.
I thought it was relatively clever. Anyway, so yeah, there are some schools closed.
A few of them.
Not a ton, just because... Well, right around here, right around Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls, you're up and on time. Don't even don't even think you're going to go a little bit late.
Mm-mm.
We could have got 2 feet of snow. You'd still go to school because it's not cold enough for you to not go to school.
Well, Sioux Falls didn't get the blizzard-like conditions like everywhere else
Well, we got the wind. We just didn't get really much snow to blow around.
Yeah, not enough for it to do anything.
No. And even if it did, in town, the wind is slowed down by the trees and houses and mm-hmm. buildings and everything. And so, yeah. I was trying to find our school closing list that someone allegedly is updating, and I don't know that that has happened yet.
I think it was updated.
Oh, yep, there it is. Okay. Got it. Here is who's closed today. Flandreau. Yeah, see, you get just a little bit north of Sioux Falls.
That's when it starts getting bad.
I-29 is still closed, Sioux Falls to North Dakota. I-90 still closed, Sioux Falls to Wall. When I checked about 15 minutes ago, Flandreau is closed today, as is Hanson, Coleman Egan.
Hanson is.
Oh. My bad. I totally dropped the ball.
Yeah, you did.
We'll come back to that. Back to that closing. My bad. Bonham is 2 hours late. Brookings is 2 hours late. Avon is 2 hours late. Montrose, 2 hours late. Freeman Public and Academy closed. McCook Central is 2 hours late with no morning preschool. Bridgewater Emory closed. Baltic is 2 hours late. Parkston is closed. Dells Public and St. Mary's, 10 a.m. start. Canastota, Mitchell are both closed. Parker's 2 hours late. Southwest Minnesota State and Marshall, 10:30 a.m. start. West Central is closed, but parent-teacher conferences are still happening.
Mm.
Dakota Wesleyan's closed. Edgerton Private and Public, 2 hours late. Hills Beaver Creek, 2 hours late. Laverne is 2 hours late. Marion's closed. Mitchell Christian is closed. Mitchell Tech is closed. Scotland and Tri-Valley, 2 hours late this morning. And yes, of course, I don't know how I could have possibly forgotten, but Hanson is closed today. Yeah. They are dancing in Hanson County today.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, yay! Okay. I don't know how I forgot to do that.
I can't believe you forgot that. Very important.
I know it is. Incredibly important. Yeah, so I took a picture at 1 a.m. I was up with a baby on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And before I went to bed, I took a picture of our deck just to see what it looked like. It, you know, thought about doing like a time lapse.
Gotcha.
You know, photo
yeah.
gallery
yeah.
on the website. And then the next morning when I woke up at about 8, it looked exactly the same. So I didn't do it.
Bummer.
Yeah, yeah. No, it just never really got that bad here in town. The there's lots of truckers stranded at the truck stops in town.
Oh, I bet.
With the interstates north and west closed.
Yeah.
Let's see.
They get
what
a day off.
I have here. I don't know if it's a day off.
Well, they can't do anything.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have the day off, but I mean, it's not like they still get paid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I have no idea how that works. I know absolutely nothing about trucking.
I don't know.
But yeah, University of North Dakota hockey team got stranded up in Sisseton, I believe.
That sucks.
There were a bunch of people who were traveling for different sports things going on that were.
Is there any
stranded.
Hotels in Sisseton?
Yeah, there's a casino up there.
Oh, they're having some fun.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, wouldn't that be terrible?
I mean, if you're going to get stranded anywhere, at least yeah. make it be at a casino.
Honey, I was coming home with money. And then we got stranded in the storm, and the only hotel room available was the presidential wedding suite.
Yeah, it's the only one.
And it's $500 a night. No, I was not playing blackjack.
I swear.
Or the noisemaker penny slots.
The noisemaker.
That's all they're doing. That's old people making noise.
You can turn the volume down on those.
Still. Pennies. What's the point? Penny slots?
Oh,
I
no.
can't believe how much
Trust
they get played.
Me, you don't play just a penny.
No, I
ever.
Know.
You pay like $2 a time.
But there were still... Well, no, you didn't have to bet that much.
No, I'm just saying that most people don't.
Maybe, no, most people don't.
Maybe 50 cents
but
to a dollar.
But the old people were like, I'll bet two bits.
Two bits.
When I was working in Deadwood... The
Who
penny slots, really old people. The penny slots were always filled with geriatrics.
It's true. I like playing the penny
Even
slots.
Even the nickel slots.
Yeah, the nickels and the pennies.
You know, if there was an oxygen tank in the casino, it was over in the nickel penny slot area.
It's true.
I was a big quarter slot fan.
You like the quarters, huh?
Just because, I don't know, I didn't have to bet so damn much money. But it wasn't just making noise with pennies.
Yeah.
Or nickels.
Yeah.
You know.
True.
And I would usually bet three at a time.
You're playing 75 cents, big spender.
Well, you can go through 20 bucks and 75 cents real fast.
I'm just giving you crap.
When you have my luck.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Though, and the people who play the $5 slots, where do you people get your money?
I know. They're professionals.
I think so.
I did play,
they
though.
They have good slot arm technique.
Yeah, in Vegas, we did play the big... Heavy dollar slots, you know, like the big...
What was the biggest you saw?
Well, I think we played $20 a hand, and we decided we're each going to put $100 in there, and we ended up winning $1,400. So...
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, but if you had lost...
Would have
That's
sucked.
The thing. If I would have lost, I'd have been so
Well,
pissed.
We had money, you know, set aside for gambling.
Yeah, but that would have been probably half of the money I'd set aside.
You'd only have $200 set aside for gambling in Vegas?
Well, I would never go to Vegas in the first place.
Okay.
I mean, there's not much for
well,
me
we
to
had
do
money
there.
Set aside. But we decided we were each going to put $100 in, and we ended up winning $1,400.
I mean, gambling for me is fun for 2-3 hours, and then I'm bored with it.
Yeah.
You know, so, okay, great, I'm in Vegas.
But if you're in Vegas,
and now I'm bored with gambling.
So many other fun things to go do.
Oh, those things cost more than my gambling budget.
Not necessarily.
Depends on who
You can spend
is.
Half a day at the buffet.
Well, Britney Spears is going to have her own
buffet?
Resident show. No. Yeah, she got one of them too. No, like a show, like not at Caesar's Palace,
yeah.
but at a venue that Caesar's owns.
Yeah, she's going to have
she's
her
gonna
own
be
residency.
Set up there,
Very
resident,
nice.
The performership thing. What do they call them?
Like what Celine Dion does.
Yeah,
and
pretty
stuff.
Much.
Yeah.
Which is, I suppose, a little easier than traveling around the country doing the same thing.
Yeah, you don't have to change the stage up and stuff. You can just have the same stage set up.
Yeah, you just leave it.
Yeah, and you get a nice suite at wherever she's doing it at and stuff.
Or a house.
Or house.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It'd be good.
Be nice.
Anyway, There is still a blizzard warning in effect until I think it's noon today that it goes till. But there's still a chance of some light snow this morning, but it's for the most part over. Main thing is going to be the wind. So up to a half inch total today, we could see. News is coming up next. Hang on.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 620 up to 25 today with some snow and, you know, the whole blizzardy thing. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
I don't understand why Cupid was chosen to represent Valentine's Day. When I think about romance, the last thing I want on my mind is a short, chubby toddler coming at me with a weapon.
And potentially a full diaper.
Right?
Yeah.
The Hot Morning Show! Hot 104.7.
Today is February 11th, and it is the greatest day I have ever known, but it is not, because Taylor Lautner is 21 today.
He is?
Yeah, he's finally 21.
Wow.
He was in a kids' movie called The Adventures of Shark Boy and Lava Girl.
I know.
He was also in another kids' movie called Twilight. Kelly Rowland is 32 today, from Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. She was at the Super Bowl.
She was.
And so was her armpit hair. Brandy is 34 today. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park in Fort Minor is 36 today. Damian Lewis is 42. He plays Nicholas Brody, the American POW who is a terrorist working for Al-Qaeda on Homeland show.
Okay.
He was also Major Dick Winters on Band of Brothers.
Good to know.
Jennifer Aniston's 44 today, and I don't care what anybody says. I think she's hotter than Angelina Jolie.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Angelina Jolie has that kind of, I'll chew on your wrist and lick your toe jam kind of vibe to her.
Oh. Wow, thanks for that visual.
Sarah Palin is 49 today. She's the former governor of Alaska. And for some reason, John McCain picked her to be the running mate for the 08 election. And after they lost, no one ever heard from her again, did they?
Oh, she had a reality TV show.
That was sarcasm, Mel.
Oh. Sarcasm on.
Yeah. Sheryl Crow is 51 today. I wonder if she helped inject Lance Armstrong back in the day.
I bet she did.
Burt Reynolds is 77. And Leslie Nielsen would have been 87 today. He passed away in 2010. Also not the greatest day I've ever known, because on this day in 1752, the first hospital in America was opened. In Philadelphia, thanks to Ben Franklin.
Nice.
1990, Nelson Mandela was freed from prison after 27 years. And on this day in 2012, yes, last year, Whitney Houston died in her hotel bathtub the night before the Grammys. Coroner's report ruled her death an accidental drowning, but also listed cocaine use and heart disease as contributing factors. She was only 48. But today is the greatest day I have ever known. Because it was on this day, in 2006... when our then Vice President Dick Duck Cheney went dove hunting or quail hunting with a buddy and shot his buddy in the face. He didn't die, though. That was good news.
That was very good news.
Yeah, yeah. We got quail!
Oh, four.
I've hunted with those people before, and I never hunt with them again.
It doesn't quite work.
It doesn't work the same way. You don't have those 4 or 5 seconds to really... Four! Dick Cheney shot his buddy on this day in 2006. That's why today, February 11th, is... What's coming up in the dirt?
I've got the recap of the Grammys coming up in the dirt.
It's 624, Hot 104.7.
Attention. This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 639, up to 25 today. It's 22 right now. They're back.
Who's back?
Or it's back. My favorite. Dead? No. No, yes, that is back.
This isn't a democracy anymore.
But that wasn't what I was referring to.
Oh, what were you referring to?
I was referring to my favorite public service announcement ever that aired during the Grammys last night.
Did I miss that?
CBS Cares.
Want to do something special for your woman on Valentine's Day? Examine yourself for testicular cancer. It's easily treated if detected early. This Valentine's Day, why give a diamond when you can give the family jewels?
Yeah!
CBS Cares.
Yeah.
What?
It's the still only the second best public service announcement of all time.
Wow.
Next to this one.
Want to do something special for the woman in your life this Christmas? Call her doctor and schedule her pap smear. Pap smears save lives. This Christmas, impress her. Give her the gift that even Santa can't deliver.
Don't do that. Cares. Don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Give your wife a self-examination for breast cancer. CBS Cares.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Or Valentine's Day.
Right.
I love that. And it's just, I don't even know who the guy is.
I don't know.
I mean, usually they get one of their actors from one of their shows to do those.
Isn't that who it is usually?
I don't know who this guy is.
Hmm.
They've been running for like 3 years, though. At least that Family Jewels one has. But, yeah.
I'd still rather have a diamond, but please go to the doctor and check that out, though. For reals.
I
still want a diamond.
That's fine, but, you know.
Want to do something special for your woman on Valentine's Day? Examine yourself for testicular cancer.
Mm-hmm. Give her the Family Jewels for Valentine's Day. Okay. So, if that doesn't work out for you and you need a divorce lawyer, there's a divorce lawyer in Michigan. His name is Walter Bentley.
That's a great tie-in.
I know.
I love that. What a great segue.
he is giving away a free divorce for Valentine's Day.
What?
Yeah. He's running a contest offering a free post-Valentine's divorce to the person with the best breakup story.
Wow.
But also, because he's so ethical, he says it has to be a situation where there are no child custody issues.
Oh, that's good.
And only Michigan residents are eligible.
Aw.
So.
Save somebody about $5,000 or more.
Hey, caller 10 on the hotline, and you can get yourself a free divorce.
We should give away a free divorce.
No, don't call. We're not actually
giving
away.
We're joking.
Sarcasm off. Now, I cannot believe you didn't get that earlier. I don't even remember what it was about.
What?
The sarcasm earlier that you totally whiffed on.
Sometimes it takes a second to get it.
What was it? You thought I was serious.
I don't know what I missed it on, but I apologize.
It was pretty bad. It was exceptional. Because you'd been on your game today.
I know. I've been way on top of
and
my
even,
game, actually.
Even after that, you just had that one moment where it was like,
Yeah. I don't know why that I went ditzy there, but...
You know what? You know what I did yesterday? Three times.
You were blonde?
No, three
yesterday?
Times. Three
yesterday
times.
You were blonde three times?
Three times I went to the basement and had no idea why I was there.
You gotta write stuff down.
I wonder if those concussions from high school are coming back to get me. Out of 4.7, Andy and Mel, 651, up to 25 today, some light snow. The last remnants of Winter Storm Orko passing through the area.
Oprah is such a better name for that.
I know, isn't it?
It is.
Or even Oscar.
But Orko?
Our blizzard has a first name. It should have been O-S-C-A-R.
Yeah.
But no, it was Orko.
It doesn't have a last name, though.
The goofy little wizardy guy from He-Man.
I don't remember that dude.
You don't, really?
I don't.
Just do a Google image search for Orko. I think you'll remember him as soon as you see him.
Maybe I will. I just don't recall him. And we used to have it on because my brother
I didn't
would
recall,
watch
He-Man. I didn't recall the name as soon as I saw the character. I was like, oh, yeah. Orko. Oh, you want to hear something funny? I posted that on the website yesterday.
Yeah.
And I misspelled it in the story.
Oh.
I made it Orca instead of Orko.
Oh, Orca is a big whale.
yeah, and I misspelled it, too.
Okay, I kind of recall.
Because either me or my buddy Kyle had that toy when we were kids.
I kind of recall now that I see the picture.
We both had several different He-Mans and Skeletors. I had an awesome Skeletor that had like the armor that got battle damage.
Oh, that one was so cool.
You hit it and it flipped one.
Yeah.
And then it had a little damage, and then you hit it and it went again and it had a lot of damage.
That was the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
I think he married Barbie in my world.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Barbie's a little tall for him.
Well, Barbie's a little tall for G.I. Joe, too, but, you know.
A lot tall for G.I. Joe.
But G.I. Joe also married my Barbies. Just saying. That happened. They had some weddings.
G.I. Joe could have... No, I can't say that.
Okay. I kind of think I know where you're going with that, but...
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they got married in my household.
Okay.
I don't think my brother appreciated that I kept stealing his G.I. Joes.
No?
I don't think so. Huh. I don't think he liked that so much.
Yeah, I didn't have any... My sister was 7 years older, so she was done with toys by the time we were playing with them.
So she didn't steal the G.I. Joes for her Barbies? I mean, I had a Ken, but, you know, I had more than one Barbie. They had to have double dates and stuff. You know, plus G.I. Joe was hot. He had the muscles, the biceps.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
G.I. Joe wasn't actually a guy, though, in G.I. Joe.
Whatever.
There was no Joe.
Okay.
Or wait, there was a Joe, wasn't there? I can't remember.
I never watched that show.
I didn't either. That was my brother's favorite. I was into Star Wars.
Yeah.
So I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to. Anyway, if you have been listening to us this morning so far, you have checked your phone probably about 6 times.
You have?
Because the average person checks their phone every 6.5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. The new study has basically shown what we know. We're addicted to our phone. It means you will look at your phone about 150 times a day. People make, receive, or ignore 22 calls every day. The average person, not you, Mel, the average person sends or receives 23 texts a day.
Yeah, I'm over that.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
I'm over that by like 10 a.m.
And you check the clock on your phone at least 18 times a day.
That's true. I do look on, I have a watch even, but I always look.
I have finally broke myself of the habit of looking at my phone instead of my watch.
You have?
I finally look at my watch if I want to know what time it is.
Okay.
I think the only reason it made it easier is because the new, I love my OtterBox case.
Yeah.
I hate the holster it goes into. It's hard to get it in and out of.
I see that, yeah.
So now it's like, oh, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to look at my watch because that's easier.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Anyway, so there's that. And we've got news, all the latest Blizzardy stuff. We'll get the school closings out there. There are a few this morning. 655,
Hot 104.7. Hot 104.7.com.